They know I have mentioned here in the book of Hebrews that we read in chapter 11. There's several weeks now, and we're continuing in Hebrews 11 today. I'm going to read from verse 20 to verse 31. You may remember the earlier verses talk about Cain and Abel, Noah, Enoch. Now we move on from Abraham. Hebrews 11, verse 20. By faith, Isaac blessed Jacob and Esau in regard to their future. By faith, Jacob, when he was dying, blessed each of Joseph's sons and worshipped as he leaned on the top of his staff. By faith, Joseph, when his end was near, spoke about the exodus of the Israelites from Egypt and gave instructions about his bones. By faith, Moses' parents hid him for 3 months after he was born, because they saw that he was no ordinary child, and they were not afraid of the king's eating. By faith, Moses, when he had grown up, refused to be known as the son of Pharaoh's daughter. He chose to be ill-treated along with the people of God, rather than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a short time. He regarded disgrace for the sake of Christ as of greater value than all the treasures of Egypt, because he was looking ahead to his reward. By faith he left Egypt, not fearing the king's anger. He persevered because he saw him who is invisible. By faith he kept the Passover and the sprinkling of blood, so that the destroyer of the firstborn would not touch the firstborn of Israel. By faith, the people passed through the Red Sea as on dry land. But when the Egyptians tried to do so, they were drowned. By faith, the walls of Jericho fell after the people had marched around them for 7 days. By faith, the prostitute Rahab, because she welcomed the spies, was not killed with those who were disobedient. Amen. May God bless to us this reading from His Word. And now your offerings will be
and was crowned.
The same Jesus who died for our sins rose again from the dead and then went to heaven will come again one day to judge the world. Now the Bible knows what's going to happen before he comes again. And as we look at the world around us today, it's amazing how the promises are being fulfilled. So we must be ready. And if there is anyone in this church who has not accepted Christ into their hearts and lives, you must do so. You must do so today. That doesn't mean you won't have any problems from now on. Indeed, the feeling of being unfulfilled is very common. Many people wonder, have I really changed the world for the better? Or has my life been in vain? Have you ever wondered that? By faith, Jacob, when he was dying, blessed each of Joseph's sons and worshipped as he leaned on the top of his staff. By faith, Joseph, when his end was near, spoke about the exodus of the Israelites from Egypt and gave instructions about his bones, their burials. These men gave their blessing in old age when they were near to death, and their blessing was given in faith because they knew that beyond their death, God was going to fulfill his purposes. Isaac, when he was very old, said, "Behold, I am about to die," and he gave his blessing to his children. He could only do that because he had confidence in God. Jacob, we read of him, now when the time came for Jacob to die, he gave his blessing for the future. Joseph, said, "I am about to die, but God will fulfill his promises to our descendants." Each died not seeing with his own eyes the promises fulfilled, but they knew that they were links in the chain of God's purposes from the beginning of the world to the end. And although their eyes on this earth were closed in death, before they saw the promise fulfilled, they knew that it would be fulfilled, and they were links in of God's purposes. Now in our own lives, we will not see all our dreams come true. Many of our hopes will not be realized. But if we belong to God in Christ, we will know that we are linked in the chain of God's purposes, and therefore will have our place in his eternal kingdom when all dreams given by God will be fulfilled. Now, faith is to put ourselves in God's purposes and not live for ourselves. Faith is to see the world and what is happening in it through the eyes of God and with the mind of God. And to be prepared that in our lifetime we might not see all these purposes fulfilled. Although we will see the processes being fulfilled, we'll see that things are happening in accordance with the will of God as revealed in the Bible. Now, as I said, this feeling of being unfulfilled is very common. So that many people do wonder, have I really changed the world for the better? Or has my life been in vain? And it's a common cause, a very common cause of people being depressed. And so we should know that we will never reach our full potential in this life, because we are sinners living in a world of sinners. We make mistakes, we have regrets, illnesses and other circumstances hinder us. I was talking to a man yesterday who told me of a great mistake he had made in his life, which meant that a beautiful house in beautiful grounds that should have been his is not his because of a very silly mistake he made earlier in his life. And every time he goes past that house, he feels regret. He can't bear to think about it. I'm sure many of us have made mistakes. All of us have our regrets. But we shouldn't condemn ourselves for these things, because in this life, our hopes will never be completely fulfilled. We will always have to wait beyond this life for the fullness of God's blessing. Now, there are many different pressures and loyalties upon us. With our work in our church, our work, our family, our friends, our hobbies. And sometimes we feel guilty that we've not done our duty to all these competing good causes. Now, if we live by the faith of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and Joseph, we won't let our hearts condemn us, because we know that God knows all these things, and he knows our hearts. And that's why John in the New Testament says, we should not let our hearts condemn us. We should set our hearts at rest in God's presence. For God is greater than our hearts, and he knows everything about our circumstances. Now, God's promise to Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and Joseph was that they would bring blessing to all people and all lands of the world. But that would only happen in the future. Beyond their own lifetime. And even then, it wouldn't be fulfilled. not for you to know the day which the Father has set by his authority, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and all Judea and Samaria to the ends of the earth. You will not see the fulfillment of the promise in your lifetime, but you will be linked in chain that leads to the end of the story. It's your job to receive the Holy Spirit and to preach the gospel. But you, with your own eyes on earth, will not see it happen, because God's going to do it in his own time at the end of the world. He knows that day, and you don't. You must do your job. Let's go back to Moses again before you finish. What was the link joining him to the faith of the past? Well, we read in verse 23 here of Hebrews 11. By faith, Moses' parents hid him for 3 months after he was born, because they saw him as no ordinary child, and they were not afraid of the king's edict that the children should be killed. In other words, Moses' link with the past was his parents. Have we, who are parents here today, given our children a link with the faith of the past? That's what baptism is about, isn't it? Have we done that? Have we really taught our children the Christian faith? If we, the parents, have failed, we can't expect the church and the schools and the government to do it for us, you know. They can only help. We, the parents, have to be the link so that we can pass it on. Because, you know, once the link is broken, it's very hard to restore it in future generations. You know, people today complain about the behavior of younger people. But it's the earlier generations who have not passed on the faith to them. It's our job. We haven't taught them in our schools or in our homes. It's we who have broken the link. Secondly, in verse 27, we read, by faith, Moses left Egypt, not fearing the king's anger. He persevered because he saw him who is invisible. He saw God, who is invisible. And that's the theme of this chapter. Everything that we see with our eyes is going to pass away, even our own bodies, even this earth, even the sun, the moon, and the stars. One day, it's going to pass away. We therefore have to live by faith in the one who we don't see with our own eyes. Faith is the knowledge of things we don't see. And if we put our faith there, then our final purpose is something which we will see at the end of the age. Moses persevered as seeing him who is invisible. He persevered in the eye of him. And that's what we must do. Moses did it for the sake of Christ. Christ wasn't even alive on the earth at that time. It didn't come to 1,500 years later. Christ was with Moses by his Spirit. After Israel had sinned, God said to Moses, I'm going to block them all out, and I'll make from you my people. And Moses said to God, no, don't do that. Block me out. Save the people. Punish me instead of them. Now God did not do that. He didn't grant that request of Moses, but he did forgive Israel. God knew something that Moses didn't know. God knew that 1,500 years later there would be another one who would be punished instead of Israel. Who would be punished instead of you and me, who will be punished instead of everybody in the whole world, though he had done nothing wrong. But that was his own son, Jesus, on the cross. And that's why, dear friends, you and I must accept Christ if we have will have the satisfaction of being part of that chain that joins the beginning of God's purposes and the creation of this world to the end of his purposes at the end of the age when Christ comes again. And on that great day of judgment, what God will want to know is, were you and I a link in that chain? Or did we just look for ourselves? Were we a link in that chain? Had we accepted Christ and believed in him? May God bless us all. Let us pray. Almighty God, we thank you for your purposes which are being fulfilled before our very eyes. And although we know how weak we are, we pray that you will give us our place in your service so that we might receive from you your gospel and pass it on to others so that we might be linked to your chain of purposes from the beginning of the world to its end. So that we might be ready for that great day when the heavens are torn apart and we see the Lord as he is. Through Jesus Christ our Lord.